Welcome into Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Johnson Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you since 2003. Questions that you may have, like, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last? And really, the big question is, will I or will we be okay if we retire? That's really what we want to know. Are we going to be okay if we retire? Can we maintain our lifestyle? We don't need a grander lifestyle, but we don't want to go backwards in lifestyle. We don't want to run out of money before we run out of life. So are we going to be okay? You can always call the team at Johnson Brunetti at 800-705-1232. There's no cost for this. No obligation, no pressure whatsoever. 800-705-1232. I'm Mark Elliott, joined today by Jake Dozier. Jake is a certified financial planner with the team at Johnson Brunetti. Been on the program before. Jake, how are you? Ready to go?
I'm well, Mark. How are you?
Doing very well. And, you know, it doesn't matter what year we're in, but we always hear, boy, we're going to go into a recession, especially with what's happened really since COVID. And then 2022 was terrible. Stocks and bonds both down in the same calendar year. That was only the third time in history that had happened. I think it was 1931, 1969, and 2022. So we're hearing a lot about, boy, we might be going into a recession. Is this going to be like the Great Recession of 07 to early 09? So 2008, not a very good year, obviously, there. And so some economists, Jake, are saying that there's an 85% chance of us going into a recession in 2024. And they're equating that to, this is the highest probability since the Great Financial Crisis. What says Jake Dozier?
Yeah, I mean, the challenge with any time statistics are thrown out there is that, you know, depending on the channel that you're watching in the morning, is you can get a talking head that'll throw a statistic any direction that you want. You know, is there a chance that we're going to enter turbulent waters? Absolutely. Just like there was yesterday and just like there was on December 31st, 2023. I think that sensationalized headlines like this are something that should be taken with a grain of salt, that should be understood within the context of a larger plan. Anytime I'm talking to clients, I try to give them the idea that, you know, the character may have changed, but the story of every sensation, of every salacious headline remains the same, which is this unique challenge is going to rock your world. And I remind clients oftentimes that retirement is a journey. It's not a short-term destination. Retirement is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And oftentimes when people come to us in their 60s or 65 and they're approaching that retirement phase of life, it feels like a deadline. I've got a deadline to make these changes. And in a sense, there are deadlines with decision-making. But what is not a deadline is the fact that retirement is oftentimes a 20 to 30-year journey. And so I encourage folks to realize is that when these headlines that come their way, whether it be about the election this year or XYZ, you fill in the blank crisis next year, is that these short-term blips are not the end of the scope of your story, and we have to prepare for the next few decades. That doesn't mean we're always going to look the same, but it does mean that the plan will remain intact as we continue to journey through retirement.
And really, the challenge is we don't really have a way to predict what will happen, right? We don't know the markets are. They could go up. They could go down tomorrow. They could stay the same. We don't really know. There's always trends, and you guys follow all of that
right,
to try to help guide your clients. But there's a lot of global unrest. There's no question about that. This is an election year. Boy, don't we love presidential election years. Aren't they fun? And a lot of people are worried, Jake, about their financial future. What do you tell people who want to be more confident maybe with their finances? I would think just walking through your process would make people a little bit more confident. At least they would understand, get some clarity into their retirement picture. But how do you tend to talk with people that are worried about everything that's going on that we really don't have the control of?
Yeah, I mean, you hit something right at the end that I'd like to focus on first, which is we can only control what's within our control. So a lot of times my first approach with folks is first the philosophical, which is don't worry about tomorrow's evil because I've got enough to deal with today. That doesn't mean don't consider it, doesn't mean don't plan for it, but it means that the things that are outside of our parameters, Joel mentions oftentimes, I don't know how much control you have with lawmakers down on Wall Street, but I do know that you have control over how you do your planning for your retirement. And so that's a truth in life, but it's also true with these situations as well, is building a plan is going to put you in control of the cards that you're dealt and the cards that we have yet to be dealt with. We can make educated guesses, but we shouldn't base our whole plan on the unknown. You know, election years come and Does it feel like we have turbulent waters every time they come? Absolutely. At the end of the year, however, election years tend statistically, based on history, to not be as awful as people think they're going to be. I know that we have these characters, and it seems like every election cycle we have more, I don't know the word, but maybe sensational characters, more divisive or polarizing. And it certainly sometimes feels like that's the direction our world is headed. But the same thematic elements come through, which is, you know, you've got competing agendas. You've got people that ultimately on both sides of the aisle, so to speak, want the country to move forward. They want their country to grow. And that when we can recognize that long term, the U.S. economy has worked, and having an element of that inject into our plan means that long term, we can, instead of focusing on trying to time the market, rather do what Warren Buffett says, the most famous investor of all time, which is staying with time in the market. It's not about time in the market. It's about time in the market. Does that mean we always have the same things? No. But it means that as we navigate those waters, we can trust that I have a plan, and what is coming my way this year is not going to be the end all be all in changing the trajectory of my life forever. Again, with the caveat knowing that if I have a plan, that's true. If you don't have a plan, if you just have a smorgasbord of investments and account A, B, and through Z, and it's from all these different retirement plans that I've had over the years, it probably means that you're not ready to, you know, ride those waters. Why? Well, because you just thrown darts at the wall. And that oftentimes is not the result of action, but a result of inaction, a result of, well, over time, this is just what's happened. Well, my encouragement to those folks is take control of your finances. Talk to a professional who can help you navigate those waters. Talk to a professional to make sure that you can take action and put everything under one roof and make it digestible and make it simple and take steps forward to make progress.
So if you would like to do that, talk with Jake or the team at Johnson Brunetti about where you are on that road to retirement. It's easy to do. All you have to do is pick up the phone. There's no cost to you. It is 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. The great thing about this opportunity for you, I think, is that really just gives you some clarity into your picture. Boy, I wonder if I could retire in the next 5 years. You sit down with a team, you're going to know that. Maybe you could have retired 3 years ago and you didn't think so. So you don't really know where you are because you've never retired before. Jake and the team at Johnson Brunetti have been sitting down with people just like you for now over 20 years. So they've seen a lot of scenarios and they can probably give you some pretty good guidance. Don't know if it's a good fit for Johnson Brunetti. Don't know if they're a good fit for you either because it's a two-way street. But it's 800-705-1232 if you'd like to find out more. Talk a little bit about your Money Map Retirement Review, the kind of the process you walk your clients through and create that plan for them, because there's a lot of areas, investments and income. Obviously, it starts with income. You got to have income to retire, but investments, too much risk, not enough risk. Taxes, a big, big deal in today's world. Healthcare, long-term care, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare. There's so many areas right. That this Money Map Retirement Review kind of walks through all of it, not all at once, I would imagine.
Right. That's so true. You know, it is... we say this all the time around our office, one step at a time. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't move at 15 steps at a time, but I also have the luxury of doing this every day, right? I talk to people every day. Today alone, I've already had three conversations. After today's conversation with you, Mark, I'm going to have another two conversations this evening. So I have the luxury of living in this world, right? Just like I mention to my clients all the time, if I walked onto your factory floor or I walked into your medical practice or XYZ fill in the blank, I'd have no idea what's going on. So the fact that people, you know, feel unsure about what they're doing isn't a surprise, but it's more of getting and working with somebody who understands and something that you can trust and something that is a track record of a process that helps people. You know, our process looks this way. Our goal at the end of a consultation with us is to provide three things for folks. Number one, we want to give them a risk analysis. What that means is we're giving you a score on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no risk at all, 10 being all risk, of how much risk you're taking and what that means for you, right? You know, maybe you're an 8 out of 10, but my 8 out of 10 is different than your 8 out of 10. And so we try to define those terms. We try to give you historical performance based on how much risk you're taking, how efficient it is, how much overlap, meaning how many eggs that you have in duplicate baskets. How is that going to weather for you? And we take it based on historical market performance, based on up years. Historically, this is what your account would do based on down years. And what does that mean for your plan? Step two, we do an income analysis, which is to say, if I keep doing what I'm doing, how well is this plan going to work? And if I make changes, how well will that improve my plan, right? You shouldn't make changes unless they're going to make material improvements, obviously. And so that step number two is that income plan, projecting out how long will your money last based on your retirement timeframes. How well is this going to work? And then finally, step three, we put it all on one page. You know, Joel says it all the time. You can give somebody an 80 to 100 page report and nobody's going to read it. It's one of those things you take and you throw in the shredder, you leave in a desk, and in 2 years you open it up and say, what in the world does this mean? Because a lot of times those reports are Greek and they're overwhelming and they just feel like noise. And so we strive to be simple. It doesn't mean I can't give you a 100-page report. It means that we try to create things that are actionable, that are digestible, that don't give people paralysis by analysis and allow them, again, to work one step at a time. That's our goal.
So final question for you before we get to our next segment, Jake. And it's really, I think, one of the challenges for most people, myself included. And holy cow, Jake, this is the year I hit Medicare. How about that? My life is about over. It's amazing. But, you know, you think about the challenge, because when you're working and you put your money, you know, in the 401k at work, right, you just kind of let it go.
Right.
Unless you're really a whiz with, you know, the economic world, and I am not. So I came from the sports world, so I just kind of hope it works, right? But at the end of the day, if you probably looked at the risk I'm taking, it's probably pretty high.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of normal. And then they come in and sit down with you and you're like, wow, you know, if the market does what it did in 08, you're going to have some challenges. You're going to lose a pretty good amount of money and you're getting closer to retirement. That growth versus safety, I would think that's one of the biggest challenges for people that don't really understand the retirement world.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I appreciate that you're asking in a sort of a personalized way, because it is indicative of the fact that this stuff is real life. And we don't take it for granted that, you know, we're able to help people and have the honor of shepherding them through the arguably the most difficult financial transition in our lives. But that's where the rubber meets the road as far as investments, is how much risk is too much risk and how much safety is not enough growth, right? And so it's this balancing act between, I don't want to be so safe that I don't grow. I don't want to take so much risk that I could lose my shirt. I oftentimes preface that conversation with this idea, is that our investments are a tool to accomplish our objectives. And to your point, when you're in your working years, especially early in those working years, the purpose is grow, 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 and don't look at it when it's down and throw the statement in the drawer and pretend like it doesn't exist. And then you're confronted with this reality of, this is the amount of money that I need to make work for the rest of my life. And so oftentimes I challenge folks with this thought process, which is, do you need to continue to take the risk that you've taken historically in order to get growth that you might not need? In contrast, are you taking risks that could create losses from which you cannot recover? Because the luxury that we had in the past, which is I have the ability to continue to grow and not touch my money and allow it to recover when it's down, is no longer the luxury that we have in retirement, because that electricity bill comes every month, because they really don't withhold it when your accounts are down. They don't say, oh, you'll pay us double next month when your accounts recover. No, now I'm catching a falling knife, right? If I have to withdraw from my account when it's down, now I could end up hurting myself and compounding the issue of my losses. So again, it's about finding the balance between enough growth to keep up with inflation and to continue to grow, but at a reasonable pace so that you can't lose too much when you need that money for planned events, for bills, or for that unexpected, whatever that may be.
So if you'd like to sit down with a team at Johnson Burdetti, Jake Dozier, or any of the outstanding advisors they have that can help walk you through this Money Map Retirement Review, where it kind of all starts, they need to understand your hopes and dreams for retirement. What are you going to do? How are you going to spend your time? How much income do you need? What's going out? What about debt? There's so many different areas they need to understand to put this plan in place for you. But remember what Jake just said. You're going to get three things from just having a sit down with them: a risk analysis, too much risk, not enough risk, the right amount of risk; income analysis, are you good? Do you have several sources of income coming in? Are you lucky enough to have a pension? If you have that, you're ahead of the game a little bit compared to most. But where are you in the income world? And then they're going to put all of this together for you in a one page summary. It's kind of the, boy, can an 11-year-old understand it? That's kind of the hope, right? So Jake and the team are really here to help guide you, give you some clarity into your picture. Again, take advantage of this opportunity. If nothing else, you're going to have clarity about your retirement picture.
That's right.
So it's 800-705-1232 is the number, 800-705-1232. No cost to you. Back with more with Jake Dozier right here on Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Burnetti.
Turn your plans from yesterday into yes today. Don't put off your financial goals another day. Schedule your visit with the team at Johnson Brunetti at 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Since 2003, they've been helping folks like you figure out where in the world they are on that road to retirement. Can I retire? When can I retire? Do I have enough? Are we going to be okay if we retire? Don't really know. Boy, I wonder if I'm ever going to be able to retire. Well, you sit down with the team at Johnson Brunetti. Maybe you could have retired 3 years ago. Maybe you need to work a couple extra years. Don't know. Not until you reach out. But they're certainly going to give you some clarity into your retirement picture. 800-705-1232 is the number. No cost to chat with the team. 800-705-1232. Joined by Jake Dozier today. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. We're going to have a little kind of a little mailbag segment, if you will, just some kind of general retirement questions from kind of all over the place. And then we're going to have a little lightning round of Think Fast. So I'm going to ask Jake some quick questions. What movie do you watch over and over? What is it? That's what we're going to do. Those kind of things to help you get to know Jake a little bit better as well. Should be kind of fun, I think. Jake, I hope you have fun playing along.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
A little nervous.
Yeah. So first, though, we'll start with the serious questions. And, you know, because we're just talking about the economy. Boy, we're going to go into recession. We have seen companies kind of back off at times, maybe lay off people, furlough like happened in 2020, obviously. 2022, terrible year in the market, both stocks and bonds. Here's the question. What could be the impact on my pension if I decide to retire early?
Yeah, I mean, the short answer is it's going to likely, very likely be reduced. Obviously, pensions continue to grow the longer we defer them. And so your pension is likely going to be reduced, which is going to translate into potential further reduction in the event that you're married and you want to have some sort of survivorship, meaning that your pension continues after you're gone for your significant other. Knowing that your pension is going to be reduced, which when you have a pension, it's oftentimes one of, if not the greatest source of income in retirement, that means that it needs to be a decision that's thoroughly vetted and made in the context of your larger plan so that you make sure that you're not shooting yourself in the foot and regretting it years down the road.
So it sounds like it's really a lot like making the decision of when to start Social Security, because we know the earlier we take it, the less money we get, the longer we wait, the more money we get. It's kind of the same.
It is, but oftentimes has a larger magnitude because pensions are oftentimes bigger if they're still an active pension. And number two, pensions oftentimes, when you're closer to retirement, are growing faster than delaying Social Security would. So it's a bit more of a meatier, a little bit heavier of a decision as well, but the same flavor.
All right. So let me ask you another little follow-up to that one, is that you do see people get let go, for example.
Sure.
And then the question is, do we leave it in the pension form, or do we pull that money out and create our own? I mean, that's a pretty big decision too, I would imagine.
That's a big one. And that is not a decision. The short answer is I would not recommend somebody making that decision by themselves. And unfortunately, that HR department that can answer your questions about how much your pension is going to be cannot give you advice. So make sure to not make that decision on your own, number one. Number two, you know, you do have to weigh those factors. There's different types of pensions, even though the word pension is unifying. There's a cash balance pension. There's pensions where you can take a lump sum out, but not necessarily. There's other pensions where you can only take a monthly payment stream. The point is that every pension is going to be different. And so there's not carte blanche, here, this is what you should always do. And that's true with any financial advice, but particularly as it pertains to pensions. Make sure that you're getting a well-rounded view, because some pensions you can't even collect until you're 65 or 60, whatever that age is, regardless of whether you work for that employer any longer. So make sure that you understand the rules that are set in front of you so that you can play the cards that you're dealt accurately.
So if you have any questions about pension, if you're lucky enough to have one, and then maybe you do have that option to take the lump sum or take the pension the way it was designed. Every situation is unique, and that's how Jake and the team at Johnson Brunetti look at it. It's 800-705-1232 if you'd like to talk more about it. This is a huge decision, just like Social Security is a big decision. Remember, they're going to cover all these big pillars: income, investment, taxes, healthcare / long-term care, legacy, estate planning, Social Security, Medicare, all those decisions we have to make. So the easy thing to do for you is just pick up the phone, no cost, no obligation, no pressure whatsoever, and find out some of these answers. Get a better, clear understanding of where you are. 800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. All right, we could go on forever with questions, but I think it's more fun to go to our little lightning round.
Let's do it.
I'm going to throw out a question to Jake, and he's just going to give me the first thing that pops into his mind. And it's really a way to get to know Jake a little bit better, too, so it'll be kind of fun. And we can play right along with him. We can have our own answers in our mind as well.
That's right.
So I'm just going to give you some different questions, and just here we go. Are you ready?
All right, sounds like a plan.
All right.
Well, I better be ready.
Okay, first one. What's on your bucket list?
Travel.
Travel to Delaware?
International travel with my wife.
Okay, there we go. All right, international travel. What's your biggest pet peeve?
That's a good question. People not making decisions and thinking about it first.
Just make a decision without any thought.
Yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine.
Okay. Favorite comfort food?
I'm going to say mashed potatoes and gravy.
Boy, that is good. All right. Favorite athlete of all time?
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe.
Yes, sir. I'm from California, so I get to be a Lakers fan.
There you go. All right. Favorite book?
Can I say the Bible? Is that too
cliche? No, you
can.
I mean,
that's
come on. You're a former pastor. You're a former
right.
pastor. You can go that way.
And
sure.
I'm not playing the spiritual card. It truly is.
Right.
That's the one.
Right. All right. Movie you will watch over and over again?
I was thinking about this when you mentioned this earlier. I was afraid you might mention it. It depends on the genre, but the short answer is Crazy Stupid Love. Romantic comedy. My wife and I love it.
Is there one that you would watch by yourself that she doesn't like?
You know, I don't know that I watch these all the time, but every once in a while I get in a Western movie mood, and I love the movie Tombstone.
Oh, okay. I like that. Yeah. I like that. What's your morning routine?
Sleep in as long as possible without waking up my 5-year-old, number one. Number two, then I'm shower, shave. Well, I do have a beard, so I'm not fully shaven, but shower, beard trim, and taking my son to school, and then headed to work after that.
Well, Jake, enjoyed it as always. We're running out of time, so this would be a great time for you to remind people of how they can get a hold of the team, you and the team at Johnson Brunetti.
Yeah, Mark. So people can give us a call at 800-705-1232. Again, that's 800-705-1232. And when they call, we're happy to help in any way we can. Most often, the way that looks is we set up a complimentary consultation where we can get to know someone just like we had a good time playing that game. We get to know the real person and what their hopes, fears, aspirations, and what the finances look like around their plan. So if folks want to schedule something like that, we'd be happy to sit down with them and help in any way we can. That's 800-705-1232. What we do in that meeting is set out to do three things, as I mentioned earlier. Number one, we look to do risk analysis. Number two, income analysis. And number three, we want to put it on all page, single page, not a 100-page report that is too boring to read, and create something that's simple and actionable. So give us a call at 800-705-1232.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program. This show is a paid placement.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.